Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Mike Max, tough loss for the Twins yesterday. We thought they were going to make it 7 in a row, but as Jimmy and I talked about earlier, you can try to win them all, but you can't win all of them.
No, except, you know, they've had such great karma and almost unexplainable magic during this streak, which happens during baseball streaks. But when they get down 4-2 in the 10th inning, you go, okay, this one's not their day today. And then they get to the 10th inning, it's the bases loaded, nobody out, and the heart of their order up, Correa, Kepler, and Sanchez. And you go, oh, my God, they can't help but at least tie this game, probably win it. And they strike out Correa, they strike out Kepler, and then Sanchez hits a weak pop fly foul ball to end the game. I thought for a minute that it was almost like an embarrassment of riches. They're going to find another way to beat the Tigers because they laid it out there for them. But, it was all home runs yesterday. Castro hit a couple, and Larnach hit one, which was good. It's his first home run of the year, and they need him. I think he's got a chance to be a nice producer for them on a regular basis, and they won 2 out of 3. It was a good series, so no complaints really. Just a few concerns. You know, Ryan goes on the COVID list, and obviously we've come to kind of expect that. You'd almost rather see that than an arm injury or something like that. So they've dealt with a lot of that stuff and still survived and thrived here at the top of the division.
Yeah, and Harold Castro came into town with one home run. He leaves Target Field by doubling his home run output, 2 home runs in one game.
Yeah, and that's, you know, because the ball hasn't been traveling there at all, as you know, Tom. And you know, it's not just the weather and a damp day yesterday. It's for a number of different reasons that the humidor they're putting them in, whatever, they've tamed it down a little bit. And so it's unusual to see anybody, let alone Harold Castro, hit 2 home runs. Yeah, there's another signature moment in there, too, because they pinch hit for him in the 9th inning. They had the bases loaded, and they bring Miguel Cabrera off the bench, the Hall of Famer with 3,000 hits. And Caleb Theobar finds a way to strike him out. It was a borderline strike, I'll give you, but that was really a big moment for Theobar. Was getting his confidence going.
But, you know, that's the great thing about baseball. Here you've got Cabrera up with the bases loaded. You think, well, okay, he's going to come through. They're going to break this thing open. And then we have Correa up with the bases loaded, nobody out, and then other hitters coming up. And you think, well, there's no way we can't score here. There's just no way. And then we don't. While it didn't work out for the Twins, that is still the great thing about baseball.
It is the great thing about baseball, and if you take away the rain delay yesterday and the cool temperatures, it was a really good baseball game, a really fun baseball game. And exactly to your point, there's nothing that makes sense about baseball a lot of days. So that's exactly what makes it fun.
And I know I'm going way, way in the wayback machine on this, but it reminds me of the '91 World Series when the Braves, I think, had the bases loaded. And there was the home to first double play when you in that 1-0 game, the Jack Morris gem, and you think there's no way the Braves are not gonna not score here.
Yeah.
And then there's a home to first.
I get the chills when you say that, Tom. Wow, that was one of those signature plays in that series and in that night. And remember, Herbeck pumps his arm and the
yes.
Ball goes crazy.
And for those of us of a certain age, we thought, boy, this is our second World Series, and we've got many more to come. And here we are 31 years later, and we're still waiting.
You and I got gray hair during that time, you know?
Yes, and even lost some of it. Not a lot of it, but we've lost some of it.
Yeah, but at 31 years, it's just incredible, not just from the Twins standpoint, but, you know, if you look at other markets that are similar size, like Denver and Phoenix and those places, they have a run at some point in time. And this market has not. It's incredible just if you do the math, not saying that we're haunted here or anything like that. But I mean, it's just incredible. If you have 4 major league teams and you have however many seasons, that's 120 seasons, something like that, you'd think one of them would win one time.
Yes. You know? Or at least get to the championship game or the championship series or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we just can't quite do that. Speaking of progressing in the playoffs. I know a lot of Wild fans still wringing their hands over not beating the Blues. You saw what the Blues did last night. They were down 3-0 to Colorado in an elimination game and beat them to send it back to St. Louis.
Yeah, and early on in this series, they said, "Well, this one's going to be done in five, Colorado's favor," and then they have the altercation, Byington, and all the things that happened, and somehow they have survived again, and they are a good team, and I've always thought they're really good, well coached. You know, when he took over in 19, it just looks like he has a presence about him. But I never thought they would hang in there with Colorado with the things that they've gone through to get there. And they went in there a little bit beat up after the Wild series too, in terms of injuries and defensemen and all that. They were getting healthier, but they've been just an incredible story.
All right, he is Mike Max. We're going to talk next hour a little bit more about Minnesota United. We'll fit in some talk about the Minnesota Vikings, perhaps. Mike Max joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Maxie, we'll talk to you again next hour.
You got it. Thanks, Tom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.